That's all right. Okay, we'll go ahead and get started this afternoon with the 2015 fiscal year budget work session with Veterans Affairs. And Brett, you want to start off by saying anything or introduce who's here with you today?
You bet. Jennifer's been our chair this last year, and Terry's a new commissioner since July.
Okay.
Kind of our process in this budget, as with each and every year, is looking it over really careful. I get inputs from the commission. I put the budget together, and then it goes to a commission meeting where each commissioner goes through and kind of makes their recommendations. We throw all the recommendations from all four of us, all to what you're looking at right here.
Okay.
I've got a couple of changes as we go through here.
Okay.
Since this was submitted,
all right,
that we can make some changes on. So,
any questions on his revenue? That's page 184.
Where's the Boone revenue for this year?
It's in the local government payments. And as of the end of December, I'm sorry, it's actually $2,459. I think I billed out the last one the other day, didn't I, Brett? And it's like $700. Does that sound right?
Yeah.
Was that the last bill?
Yep.
So all told, I'm going to reestimate that for the current year up to a little over $3,000.
Yep.
Yep. And then one thing to mention, though, and maybe, Jennifer, if you want to talk a little bit about that. On the one item there on donations, this line item is used for any donations made to Story County Veterans Affairs. We have a soft donation coming from an estate. What was it? For $10,000. $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
So if we want to change that from $100 to $10,000, it's coming in. It's locked up with lawyers right now, so
right.
I don't know when it's going to get here. But it's coming with an earmark to help veterans with this money. Well, kind of the way the system is with this, if it shows up the middle of June to help veterans with $10,000, I don't know how we can do that in a couple of weeks before it would roll into the general fund. So that's kind of, I'm just laying that out. This is kind
sure.
of what it's coming, how much is coming, what it's coming for, and how can we best use this money to help veterans.
Yeah, but yeah, do you have an idea or an earmark that you want to use it for? I mean, because
if you can
designate it or assign it.
Yeah, even if it goes to the general fund, we can still commit to it being available
okay.
for you to use for veterans if that's what the request is for these
right.
dollars coming in.
Yeah. If you have an idea what you want to.
Well, it's just kind of generic like that. It's to be used to help veterans.
No, but you, she's asking, do you have any particular ideas in mind?
Well, it could be, we could probably use some grocery gift cards that we could give some of the veterans that we see that are coming in, that kind of thing.
Right.
We could use it, we can do 3 months in a calendar year for rent.
Uh-huh.
Maybe we could do four with, if we got somebody in that situation, maybe we can help them out with another month, that kind of thing. To do one, maybe an extra outreach program, that helps veterans. Anything along, and I guess that's what we do in our office, so anything along the line that's outside of the operations of the office, I would guess.
Now, let me ask this question, and maybe it's not a good time to ask it, but if there are no restrictions on this, one of the challenges that we get all the time is from the funeral homes about whether or not to pay, whether they should be a little bit more. Is there a way that anything could be designated or which would help offset, that? I think they're asking, I don't know where we're at now. Are we at 17-something now or 20? 1835. And so the thought process would be whether or not some of those dollars could be earmarked that could go toward the burial services and so forth, that would be strictly for veterans. Just something to think about for the long term as you're beginning to think about particular areas. I do know that I've heard from a couple funeral directors asking whether or not we you know, would be able to bump them up a little bit. And my comment was, well, we probably won't cut you. We won't lower it. But there again, that's just something for us to kind of think about and for you to be thinking about, too, when we go through our budget cycle. It was, what, 2 years ago, Lisa, that I think we did make the adjustment, but that was brought forth from a recommendation from the funeral directors, you know, that we take a look at that.
Every year for the last 3 years.
We have? Okay. Okay.
And that's one of the things that Brett and I have had a discussion numerous times about. Where does it end?
Well, and we're going to need to talk to talk to Deb about that as well.
Okay.
It'll be the commissioner's decision where
these dollars, donation dollars, go.
Right, but the commitment that I feel like we can make is you don't have to worry about getting it all spent in one fiscal year. You guys determine how it's most appropriate to use those $10,000 to benefit veterans, and we'll make sure that you have the $10,000 available.
That was my question, because I'm not quite sure when it's going to come in.
Sure.
And
it won't matter.
I said, boy, I sure hope it's after July 1st.
Yeah, it won't matter.
And we have a whole year to decide. And,
okay.
So I'll keep everybody informed when this does.
So let's make that line item
$10,100. Good.
For FY15.
For a total of $20,200?
Yep.
Okay.
And then if it comes in before, if it comes in during FY15, we'll just designate it.
Okay. Expenditures on 186. We'll just go down the list. If anybody has a question, go ahead and.
Or Brett, you said you had a couple things you felt like you guys were going to need to talk about amending.
There's a new item on here for which is. Vehicles, fuels, and maintenance. And, you know, I always thought for 15 years this is the right thing to do, but, you know, we check out cars from community services and go to meetings or go to a veteran, you know, wherever we need to use a county car to go to. And, sure, I may, you know, go and fill up the tank, but community services, another department pays for that. So this is a new one, which has $500 in it to pay. I think it's per mile. What do you know? I mean, however many miles. We kind of did the. Deb did the research on it. Went back about 3 years, and then she kind of estimated. I think between 300 and 500.
So this will be coming from you to community services,
right?
Okay.
Yeah, and so you may see in their budget, theirs may lower, and that's what it might be for, and so we'll just kind of bill, like, I guess, per mile on this. So,
mm-hmm.
So that's one of the new ones. Our priorities in this budget was education, because frankly, if you have a Veterans Affairs office, you have to educate your staff. With the way the VA is operating today, I mean, there's just so many changes between the changes of the forms and those kind of things. So I've got money in there that should cover the NASCO training and then the state training, in which the commission would attend our fall state training for a commissioning, you know, training for the commissioners too. So training for Luke and I and the commission for all five of us is in there. So that's up a little bit just to kind of cover those costs. The next training in for NASCO is over in Michigan. So it's one that you don't have to fly to, which is a savings for us.
Let's go back up to office supplies. Tell me about the management system.
That's one that I would recommend a change on right now. The VA is going to go paperless July 1st of 2015. There's a couple of companies out there that we could go with now to go paperless, but there's kind of an avenue from that the VA may offer, you know, at no cost to us in order to go paperless. I mean, if they want us to go paperless, they have to give us the vehicle to be able to do that. So I would like to reduce that one actually, and not go with.
So take the 1,600 back out.
Yeah.
So back down to 2,000.
Yep.
Cut.
That's the one change I wanted to make today, because I think we can just go with the VA on that.
So where the 36 is where you're referring to, right?
Yep.
Right.
Okay. 36 back down to 2,000.
We can make that at 2.
Okay.
Which is right where it's at today.
Uniforms and equipment, you were up a little.
500 is our maintenance agreement there, and then 300 the cost of our office shirts.
And you get shirts every year?
No, we haven't for a while. We are gonna probably need to get some new ones. You know, Luke doesn't have he just has the summer shirts. Want to get him a couple of long sleeve shirts that he can have wear in the office, and then for any of our commissioners too.
Yep. So, but 800 will cover both the equipment rental and or maintenance agreement and the shirts. Yep. Marketing up 500.
Marketing, just the cost of the newsletters gone up. We currently did a newsletter at $2,100 because we shared it with Boone County. Otherwise, it would have been like around $3,500 for that. So. That covers that as well as our supermarket, advertising, and then the spring and fall newsletter. So $5,500 should cover all those things right there. We're going to look at continuing to share that with Boone County as long as we can. We kind of split the things out. The population is quite a bit different, which makes the mail quite a bit different, but we can save on the production cost of building the newsletter.
Just thinking ahead, just in casual conversations that I've had going to places like Hy-Vee and a couple other areas, I think the visibility that has been generated in the last few years through the Freedom Flights and some other types of things, there's a lot more folks in the community that is focusing on how they can help assist veterans than what we've had in the past. And I would not be surprised that we will probably see other donations and types of things beginning to happen over the next several years. And, you know, obviously this was a program and with tremendous value and was well thought out and planned, but I think it has really done a tremendous job of galvanizing the community in terms of recognizing that maybe there are other things that could be done to assist veterans as well. So I think you may be surprised over the next couple of years that more and more people will step up and make some type of positive overtures towards assisting our veterans. So I just wanted to compliment you guys again for, you know, what we've done in the last few years just in that area alone.
Well, our challenge, you know, we can go to the schools and we can get a lot of education. Our challenge is getting that education or information
to the veteran
out to, you know, the veterans. And not, you know, it's not as easy as going to the American Legion, right. Go to American Legion meeting and talk to the veterans. Okay, you're going to talk to 12.
Right.
And it's the same 12 that was there last month. And, you know, they have 600 members. And not all veterans in the county belong to the American Legion or VFW. So there's that other challenge out there. So that's just kind of what we've been working on outreach and getting information out. It's really helpful, this ID card or the driver's license, because the veterans have to come to our office in order to get the word veteran on the driver's license. This morning I met with a manager of Lowe's, and they're looking into using the driver's license when they check out at Lowe's and get a 10% discount. And, well, you know, they're helping us with, and that's not really a VA benefit, it's a Lowe's discount. But they are roundabout way. They're helping us get veterans through the doors by that discount, because veterans want that discount. So that program's really helping. I didn't bring it with me today, but I've got a Korea book from the country of Korea. They are giving those. We only received maybe 60 here in the county. We're giving those to Korea veterans, and we're taking their picture, along with, you know, get some of their information, and we send that back to Korea so they can see who's receiving these books. And this is a thank you from that country to the Korea veterans for their service and what they helped out that country with. So that's bringing in some Korea veterans, and so we're able to talk with them too about some other benefits that they don't know about.
And maybe you already do this, and I don't mean to get too far off of the budget and so forth, but you know, the Ames Historical Society particularly is constantly upgrading and looking at things. I would just encourage you to keep in contact with them in terms of their programs. They kind of like to have different programs at different times focusing on some things, and so this may be another area. They do have what they call monthly listening presentations by various groups, but I would just encourage you to stay in contact with our local veterans program and historical society in terms of what they might be able to do in this area.
We did the Civil War program, I didn't know all the historical sites we have in this county.
Right.
Just come out of the woodwork and all the people that came out to help with that. And Rick, you know this room was pretty full.
Right.
75 people, maximum.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I just found out something, and maybe you mentioned it to us, but I didn't realize it, that right before the plaque was to be completed, the guy was sitting at the table last night with him. He reminded me that there was an error written on there, and so they caught it just in time so that they got that change, because they would have hated to have to go back and then and do that later time. So, again, I think bringing other people in and having a lot of people taking a look at some of the finished things that we're doing has been very helpful. So, okay. I'm quiet now.
One other thing on another one here is the maybe just a question for Lisa. On the overtime pay, it's zero. It's always been zero. I don't know if you need to have that listed on there.
The only reason I list it there is because it's an active account if it ends up happening. Every employee has the option of comp time or overtime, and if it would happen that overtime is chosen for your staff, then that line item would have to be used. So, it is, you're right, it's zero, and it's been there, and I consider it, inactive, but if I ever had to use it, it's there. Every department has it.
I guess I'm just a mean guy, because I just give them comp time, and that's it. I didn't give them an option.
Keep being a mean guy.
So anyway, we just leave that at zero, because we can manage that. It's 40 hours, right?
Mm-hmm.
All righty.
I was good all the way down to funeral services, which Wayne already mentioned, but that's a swag number. We're going to pay what we're going to pay. I'd just soon keep it at $5,000 as a placeholder. You go back, one year we had to pay over $10,000. It's going to be what it's going to be.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
And I just calculated with a 2% increase.
Okay.
Even though this is a different department than community services, we do the same thing when it comes to that. So the funeral homes probably ought to see the same thing on their end on payment. So,
but we haven't approved the 2% increase.
We haven't approved it.
Okay, so that's this. The number I got in there is for 1506.
What are we paying right now, though? We're paying over 8 because I just read the claim. I think the 2% increase is built into it, isn't it?
I don't think 2% is built into it.
Deb built another 2% into her budget for community services. We're paying $1,835.
Yeah, I just read one from
right
Bacon.
Now.
Yeah.
But we haven't committed to another 2% increase for next year. I don't believe we have.
I missed it.
Okay.
So since we haven't done that, you want to just leave it where it's at?
I want to leave it at $5,000.
Okay.
And Brett, I completely agree with you. You need to pay the same amount. Whatever's approved for community services is exactly what you need to pay, and we're just going to end up paying for however many you have in any given year.
Yeah.
But since we don't know, let's just leave it at $5,000. It gives us a good placeholder, and it looks to me to be fairly reasonable with where we've been in the past.
And so far this year, I think we've just done one. Maybe. We don't. We're not doing as many as community services, so I'm just kind of letting them take the lead on where they want to. I'm just not sure. I'm not quite sure where we want to end up at. What number are we? What number is the funeral home saying they would like to?
They didn't say. They just asked if, you know, they wanted to have the discussion.
2 years ago, when they came to the board and asked for an increase,
right.
The board
right.
The last 2 years, there have been increases just built in, and I think okay. It's just I'm not really.
I don't know
sure
if they're aware of that.
The same page,
yeah,
as to
they may
what,
not
where
yeah.
It's headed. Like Brett
right.
said to me, what's
right.
the? I mean, where are we going with this?
Right.
How high is it going to go?
Right, right. In other words, a cap at some point.
None of the other counties that I've checked with have the same number.
Right.
They're all different. Marshall County, they don't assist. They
right.
don't
right.
Any,
right.
Community services or Veterans Affairs. They
right.
don't assist
right.
indigent veterans and
right.
burials. What they do is they just kind of take turns with them, I guess you might say.
Well, it's not something that
right.
we are mandated,
mandated
to do. It's
do.
Something we
right.
do because it's the right thing to do. But it being the right thing to do and us increasing it every single year, that's two entirely different things.
Yeah. So, okay. So,
I'm there. Okay.
Grave markers is the same, so that's.
And then there was I think there's another increase there on utilities. Put that at 2,000 just based on.
And where you are.
What we're using.
Mm-hmm.
What we're looking at.
And I took the same thing on communications. You just used the number Barb gave you. Is that right? On communication services?
Yeah, and I added our new phones in there, too.
Okay.
The cost of two new phones.
But you didn't inflate it at all. You just
no.
took what you got and stuck it in there.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, I talked to IT, talked to Barb down there, just see what's two phones going to cost per month. Threw that in there. She wasn't quite sure. Exactly. Just kind of rounded up to 2,500.
And we won't be exact on it for a while.
Yeah, we'll know better next year.
Yeah, and that's for we have a fax line and two phone lines. And I have a cell phone too. That's in there. And that comes out as non.
No.
Or that comes out.
Oh, it is
yeah.
communication.
Yeah, it's communication. Yeah.
Yeah, and that comes out as. Pay for me that's
tax.
Tax.
Yeah, pay or something.
Okay. All right, so I got that we took 2,100 out.
Yep, I'm down to 172,090.
Yep.
One, what is it? Wait a minute. I made a commitment here to, I mean, Jennifer, you overheard that, didn't you? Because I had it on speakerphone. So what are you going to do to.
I couldn't quite understand what he was saying.
I was.
You were in the elevator.
I heard something about 5% added to our budget for every minute we were late.
Added, yeah.
Yeah, 1% for every minute you're late. Oh. So we cut it off at 5 when you told us you were in the parking lot.
Okay.
You know, it actually took longer than that. It's more like 7.5. But
yeah.
we thought we.
Really slow elevator.
So. I think we're good. Anybody got anything else?
No.
Thanks for coming. Thanks for doing a good job.
Keep up
thanks,
the good
yes.
work. Keep up. Thank all you. Right. And again, thanks to the commission members and everybody for all the work all right. you do. Yeah.
Thank you all for your time.